Was it just? Morning.
Hello.
What happened in the morning?
What happened yesterday?
We were in a hotel in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Forgot about that already.
Great parking spot. Breakfast.
Mediocre at best.
Yeah.
We got up and went to get hotel breakfast. I decided since it's already included in the price, I might as well try. And trying I did. Less said about it, the better. The coffee was okay. It was not as bad as in Deutsche Bahn, but it was not as good as, you know, good coffee. They didn't have like fried eggs. They had this like egg cheese pack thing that you can put in your bread or in your mouth, whatever. Anything goes really at that point. The sausages were basically just like, I had one just to try. I just wanted to see how bad they were because they looked bad and I knew they were going to be bad. I just wanted to see the scale
how
of
bad?
Badness.
Oh my gosh.
I think even English sausages are better and that says a lot. They're bad.
Okay.
But whatever. I mean, they didn't taste bad. They were just not really sausages. It was just like, I don't know. Like the texture and the consistency wasn't there.
I admit I didn't even look at them.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. You didn't miss out. I had like a little, what was it called even? This piece of bread I had.
English muffin.
Yeah, English muffin. I don't know why it's called an English muffin. I don't think they exist in England. Because I saw another lady just take it and put this cheese pack inside and I was like, that sounds like a decent idea. It was not a good idea. I put ketchup in there and it was still dry. And what else did they have? Oh yeah, and I had some just potatoes and salsa.
The salsa was the best part.
The salsa was decent and the potatoes were okay with salsa as well.
That's like the least exciting part of our whole day.
Yeah, you know, the coffee would have probably been so much better if they had real milk, not just like these tiny creamer cups. Is it really hard to get milk here?
No.
Okay, it's always a choice.
Yes.
Okay, then they've made the wrong choice. Okay, so yeah, then we left. Now we packed, which was pretty easy. Our stuff hasn't dried properly yet from the previous day. But I have my packing cubes and I just put all the wet stuff in one packing cube and it was okay. Yeah, packed, set up bikes, gave back the cards, checked out. We went to fuel. And then we were off.
Yeah, on that big bridge in Revy, right?
Yes, so we had to cross the bridge and then turn left immediately and then go down to the ferry. So thankfully the weather was good. I was a little bit on the cold side at the beginning, but as the time went, it just got better and warmer and better and warmer
and better
and better.
Yeah, we finally got off the major highway and onto these little.
Yes, so it was more of a side road or. Yeah, a single lane each way, kind of through the countryside, down next to a river, until we got to the ferry. At the ferry, we got told to go and line up with other bikers, and it was nice because there was a group of bikers right at the front of the queue, so like, I went past the one group of bikers and didn't really see a good spot to curve into, but then I saw that there's actually a big there's a wasp here. I saw there was a big free spot right at the front next to the other front bikers. I was like, okay, let's stand there, that's a good spot. We waited, I don't know how long, 10 minutes maybe. The ferry,
yeah, 10-15, something like that.
Yeah, so it was all good. We saw some crows,
CIA.
Being social, yeah. Nice views in general. Yeah, it was just pleasant and chill and everything was smooth. I actually thought we were gonna have to pay for the ferry. Normally things like this you have to pay for, and here is right. Just like, it's so Canadian. I want it. I want it in my life. It's more Canadian.
Free like ferries. This.
Free ferries, yes.
How was the ferry?
Fast. It was actually pretty fast. Yeah. It was doing like 16k an hour.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, I checked. I told you.
I didn't. Listen.
You don't care when I say stuff. It's fine. I say things all the time. Why would one thing matter more than another?
Exactly.
I left my watch recording. I was just curious. So yeah, 16k an hour. Good ferry. Good stuff. We took some videos and photos. Walked around. And then we managed to fashion a GoPro mount for the No Pro that we have.
The No Pro.
And I said, let's pull over at the other end at some point so that we see if it stays on the back. And you'll be like, yeah, there should be a space to pull over. There was no really space to pull over at the other end. And we were right at the front of the pack, so everybody was kind of, quote unquote, chasing us. But I found a turning point and we just like turned off to the left and then stopped. And then we zip tied the fucker so that it doesn't fly away. It was a great idea. I mean, we don't know how the videos turned out. We didn't look. Right. But we have high hopes. And we put the camera on my bike for a bit and on Brent's bike for a bit. And we switched places in the line. And the roads were great. This was the best road and the best weather at the same time.
Yeah.
The road surface was trash a lot of the time. So we had to be careful. There were lots of potholes, there were lots of like long cracks coming along the road. With that in mind though, the road was empty.
Hey guys.
Almost right. Empty.
I'm just leaving with the car.
So hey!
I just wanted to know what you guys wanted me to do with your food.
Oh, you just throw it over here?
Yeah.
That's okay, awesome.
All right, buy your bike.
Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you a lot. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
It's fine. That's just part of the recording now.
Right. We had to negotiate for our bear bag.
Yeah,
well, apparently you didn't want me to put it in free.
Yeah, we'll get to it. what am I saying?
Great roads,
but yeah, and there was a super cool FedEx driver who was just who was just giving us a run for our money.
We could not catch that thing.
But it was actually really good because you know a bunch of people pulled. He was so fast. He scared a bunch of people and they turned off and stopped and let him pass, and so they let us pass as well.
That's great.
So yeah, well done FedEx guy. If only I knew how to reach you, I'd give you a tip.
I saw a black bear ahead of you and you didn't
see
it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But maybe I just don't know what to look for. Maybe
big massive black thing on the move.
on the moose.
On the moose.
This is riding a moose. Yeah, no, I didn't see it. I was like, where is it? He's like, just there on the top of the crest of the hill. Like, nah, I can't, there's nothing there. So I don't know, I mean, I can't really say much because it was just hours and hours of amazing roads. and just riding deep in the corners, practicing, you know, planning the corners, entry and exit. I managed to get along with the bike better yesterday because I kind of started holding my weight more with my lower body and legs, and I wasn't putting as much pressure on the bars, and that made it less twitchy, which actually allowed me to take these like long deep corners without being scared for my life.
Nice.
So yeah, way better. Another thing I started doing was something I remember my motorcycle instructor was always telling me, like, look well ahead. Like, focus your eyes as far as you can at the end of the road, because that's where you're going to go. And this helps a lot, because your body will just fall in tune with where you're looking. So instead of looking at just a little bit ahead, just you know, I don't know, spot potholes or whatever.
Especially some of those like super long corners.
Yeah, you look well ahead, and this makes it way smoother. So had lots of fun. I hope the videos come out well. Yeah, and then we just arrived in Nelson, which was an actual town with even people in it.
It's weird.
There's people here. It's like
a bunch of actors, I think.
Yeah, I mean the cyclists can't be real. What did we do? So we found the campsite, no problem. It was booked. It was marked with Brent's name on the tag. Because he booked it. Thank you, Brent, for booking the campsite.
$33.
Yeah, it was $33 well spent, I'd say. Because it's like it's a very central location. Which is, I mean, I saw it on the map. But it's even better than I expected in terms of walking distances. Because even on the map, it might look close, but it's actually far because everything is far here. But we expected to have to drive around town, but we didn't. We just walked.
Yeah.
So after we folded out our wet stuff over the bikes because it was hot, everything dried. The tent insta-dried after we pulled it out, which was awesome. We went to do some kayaking because there was still time. We arrived actually early enough for once to do some activities. Yeah, so we got a kayak for an hour and we went up from the marina in town to the bridge that we rode over on the way into town and then back, which was really cool. I took some nice photos. Yeah, Brent popped his kayaking cherry.
Yeah, I did.
I can't believe you did a kayak.
I know. I've canoed like countless times.
But is that similar though? Isn't the paddle very similar or
no,
the same?
No. It's one-sided.
Ah, it's one-sided.
It's very long. Ah, it's wooden.
So it's more like rowing. Actually, no, not really. Because rowing, you have like an anchor for rowing, right?
Somewhere in between.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah, I kept banging my paddle on the side, which I assume you're not supposed to do if you want to go fast, because it just wastes energy. Like, it doesn't really hurt the paddle or the boat, and just like but I also don't know proper technique because no one ever taught me. I was just always messing around on these, just like renting one and doing a bit of a roundabout like we did yesterday. And the guy said it will take us half an hour one way to the bridge. I mean, we took breaks and it took us 25 minutes. So we did well. Then we came back. Yeah, we wasted a little bit of time at the beginning, partly because the guy was kind of busy after he signed us up, and partly because we were messing around. Well, whatever. It's not like we were trying to beat any records. We were trying to just do something else for once, other than just motorcycling and camping.
Using your upper body.
Yeah. I'm not so super sore, but I feel it.
Okay. It's a lot of twisting.
I feel I've done something. Which is good to do something in life sometimes.
The helicopter was cool.
Yeah, we saw a was it fire helicopter? What is it called? Probably. I don't
like
know.
A firefighting.
Firefighting, right? Yeah. Hauling a massive tank of sorts on a wire of water, or like container with water to douse the fires. Oh yeah, when we were riding past, this valley was full of smoke.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, you couldn't see anything. You were just like, as if the clouds were covering the whole valley and you're just above clouds and there's nothing. In one part. So that was really crazy. I wonder if there's any people living there. If there are, they probably have to get out, right?
Yeah.
You can't breathe this. Or they just wear gas masks all day long. It was big elephant ones, you know? Like in the trenches.
Yeah, that's everybody has some around here.
It's definitely that. It's got to be that. They definitely didn't bother leaving. Just imagine having sex in these gas masks. in the smoke. It's just like being in Kit Kat.
Oh my god. How you went from Smoky Valley to Kit Kat, I'm not sure.
Well, it's always easy around you.
Oh gosh.
After paddling around the lake, you wanted to go swimming, but the beach was quite far. And my sandals got wet and I couldn't really walk in them properly. So I was like, no. I was just like, no, we're not going. I want to go back to the camp.
So we went to Walmart.
Yeah, so we went to Walmart. Walmart was horrible, as expected.
Kind of like the breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like... It wasn't like bad. It was just not nice. There was just nothing like pleasant about it. I mean, the people who worked there were nice enough.
Yeah.
But the way, like, what? I have to ask permission to remove a memory card from a rack. Someone has to do it for me. Then I pay, and I still get stopped on the way out to see if I paid. It's like, you fucking know if I paid. There is a system for it, but you just don't bother implementing.
Yeah,
I mean, why do I need to pay immediately if they don't even remove the security tag? Wouldn't that be the whole point? Just fucking, I don't know. It's a little lame, let's say. Lame is probably the best way to phrase it.
Lame.
Lame, yeah, art. So we actually ran out of memory on the NoPro, so that's why we had to go and get a memory card. Now we have another 128 gig card, so we should be able to just record the shit out of this trip for the rest of the time. Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna transfer it. I think we have to transfer all of the memory card contents to your computer,
yeah,
locally,
sure.
And then I take them and transfer it to mine as well, if we're gonna be doing any sort of co-editing, so we don't have to send like 250 gigs of data over the internet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk about editing this later. These are way too long when we do it together.
Sorry.
Holy fuck.
You talk the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm talking to you.
Oh.
And so it becomes a story. And I feel like I need to insert jokes. When I do this on my own, I'm just like, bam, 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 bam. This is what we did.
So it's more interesting this way?
It is. But I'm not sure if it's going to be easier to like go through when it gets transcribed.
All right. Let's hurry up then.
Yeah, canoeing. Then we got back here. You fixed my shoes that you've ruined earlier.
True.
So I could wear my running shoes. My feet were very happy.
Yeah.
My toes were twinkling. And then, because we had shoes, we decided, let's go to town and see what there is to see. Maybe socialize a bit. Maybe, you know, find a nice place to have some food or drink. You tried to go to the toilet and you locked out the whole camp from the toilet.
I did.
Because you decided it's a great idea to just guess a password.
I was one digit off.
I don't know.
Of four, which is pretty bad.
How was I supposed to know that? I didn't know the code at all. All I could see is you were just tapping random buttons.
No. I wanted to be impressive by remembering, and I did not remember.
Yeah,
it was
fine.
Not impressive.
That is okay. Oh, yeah, we helped our co-campers here as well to put a camper in the spot because they had this like little cool little trailer. I actually like these.
Yeah.
It's so fun, they look like. And then they let us keep our bear bag in the car because there's no bear bag storage here. Then we went to town. We went past one road, past a bunch of restaurants and places that we were recommended that there's events and things happening. And then we kept going up just to see what there is beyond that point. We turned upwards. I keep thinking upwards.
South, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we turned south. And then just like one block over, there was like a farmer's market festival thing.
A massive.
Yeah.
Amount of people.
It was a lot of people. It was a lot of nice things. A lot of like local / organic / handmade things. We had nice like locally made bubble tea. We went up and down to see what there is. We managed to get some gifts for Clara and Ida. There was a nice lady with a store where she was making her own like pouches and like waste bags. And I got a couple of like chalk bags for climbing from her, which are very nice. Made from like recycled old material. And then... Yeah, we spotted the bicycle shop where you could rent bicycles, but we're not going to. It's probably too much. We'll probably rent bicycles at your place if we want to, or tomorrow or something. Or we do something else, whatever, I don't know. We could also go off-road motorcycling tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, either or. There's plenty of things to do. The important thing is I just pack everything, right? I get everything ready, clean up my cabin, and then we can do whatever in the afternoon. And yeah, then we went and found the coffee shop, so we know where it is from here, where we're gonna go later. We got the idea to find new shoes. We need to go and find a shoe shop still. And we found, I think, one outdoors place that might have GoPros, so we've spotted one. But yeah, everything was closed at that point. It was already late and the whole street was closed anyway for the farmer's market. So we went back down to the first street we were on to find food, and actually the first restaurant mm-hmm. we went to seemed to have vegan and gluten-free accommodations. So we just stayed there. And then we were getting served. I decided it would be fun to just start engaging socially with the waitress, which was very... It was very pleasant and nice, and actually we had like, she just kept coming back and we kept talking about different things. And I told Brent, he has to get their phone number. That's like base one. Base two is get her to go out for coffee with us
right
today. Any bets on how that's gonna go? Is she gonna come?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna say sadly probably no.
Yeah.
But it was a good effort and it was fun, and I think like I feel like the like if she didn't want to come and chat, she wouldn't constantly keep coming and chatting. And also we kind of screwed it up by just eating too slow, so she just kept coming to chat when she had a moment, but then we were still eating and she would leave. And you didn't protest either. I tried, but it was too late. It was like by the time I tried to say something, she was already gone. I was like, fuck. Because I think we could have talked much more if we did it differently. But it's okay. It was a nice social experiment of just like trying to see if you can just go talk to a random person and take it somewhere interesting. So yeah, she said she was going out with some friends from work, and she was gonna get gazeboed.
Who did teach her that term?
Which might mean she won't get up till like late today. So I mean, I don't expect her to write us now. I would hope she'd at least say sorry, I can't come.
Yeah,
that would be very Canadian of her.
That's so true.
Around midday, you know. So at least then you get her phone number, which is goal number one, you know. And then you can keep chatting if you want, because she was really nice. So she was called Trey. And she was from...
This is where I speak. Halifax area?
Yeah.
Which is Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, yeah. Yeah, I got introduced to a concept of a map on which I was shown where Halifax is.
This is so far away.
Yeah, so she's apparently on a crew of Air Canada Airlines. But she's doing a 5-month kind of break and just being up here with some family and friends. Yeah, that was fun. Trey was fun, and we gave her a nice tip at the end to make her feel good about it. Because if it was all just an act and she was just being friendly because that's her job, then she did a good job. I enjoyed it, one way or another.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's not the sense I got, but
no, it's not the sense I got. But I'm just saying, like, if that was it, then good on her, you know.
Whatever.
if it wasn't, then yeah. But I think she was more interested in talking to you than she was interested in talking to me. So
really,
yeah, for sure. I mean, you talked more than me. She talked more with her than I do with you. No. So I kind of try to start conversations, but then you would carry them and she would respond to you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so there you go. That's our social experiment. And then Brent got semi-gazeboed because he decided to order an alcoholic drink, which is unheard of in Brentland.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah.
It was good cider.
It was good. I'm disappointed.
Hoppy.
Disappointed in Brent. Alcoholic Brent. It's weird.
It was literally the only thing I could have.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking. I like cider. If I could have cider, I would have cider. But I cannot have cider. So
I guess, yeah, I've never seen a non-alcoholic cider.
It's just fucking apple juice.
Lame.
Yeah. Then we go in back to the tent and we've gouged our eyes on more of BBB.
So good. Alpine.
Alpine. And that episode even wasn't even the most interesting. They just like failed because it was so cold.
Yeah.
But it was nice to watch them suffer. And then we went to bed.
What a day.